This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. The show presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss. Structure, accountability, results. The standard for weight loss in the area, it's emp180weightloss.com. It's JP Cakes, Bish, and EB, and joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Chris Russell, Capitals insider for 106.7 The Fan. He's presented by Dominion Jewelers. Custom engagement rings and jewelry in the heart of Falls Church. They make it beautiful. You make it yours, dominionjewelers.com. What was Chris Russell doing at the moment Cousy scores the game winner?
I almost threw my laptop. I'm working. I'm trying to feverishly, ridiculously, stupidly take notes, fellas, on everything that's going on. And it's almost a futile cause in overtime playoff hockey because, as you know, you can hardly keep up with the puck.
Right.
Even if you're dead, like, locked in watching it, it's just such, back and forth. But I'm sitting there just trying, and all of a sudden I see the break. And I've seen this before in this series, and I know immediately, as soon as I see Kuznetsov streaking up the ice, I know it's good because I've seen it again before. The Penguins have not been able to stop the Capitals up the middle of the ice on these breaks. And then I lose sight of the puck because the stick, somebody throws their stick or there was a broken stick that goes kind of flying past Matt Murray. So I wasn't sure if it was in. And then all of a sudden I hear Doc Emmerich screaming that it was in. And I'm like, like a little schoolgirl. I didn't grow up here, but I've been watching the Capitals long before I moved here. And, much like you guys who did grow up here, and I know you were talking about how I think it was Cakes that mentioned, about going on this, great potential run during one of the breaks and whatever. I mean, I've been watching the Caps for so long. I mean, I was nearly in tears, man, nearly in tears of joy. Just so happy that, the fans finally got rewarded. Ovechkin finally got rewarded. And, selfishly for me that, as a dad of a kid with Down syndrome, Barry Trotz, dad of a kid with Down syndrome, that he finally got rewarded after so many years too.
And Rooster, I felt really good for Cousy to pot the game winner because he had so many opportunities in this game to get on the scoring sheet. He had the seemingly wide open net with Murray sprawled on the ice. He fanned on a 2-on-1, which is a good opportunity. So for him to be vindicated to get the game winning goal, I thought was justice for the Caps.
No doubt. And he had not only that opportunity, Cakes, but he also had that first opportunity off the Crosby turnover from behind his goal line where Crosby basically just gave it to, I forget who he gave it to, and the pucks just squirted right out to Kuznetsov, who was off on an angle from the high slot. He wasn't directly in the high slot, and he fired one so badly, so wide of Murray earlier before that missed opportunity that you're talking about. So there was not one but two, and I was on with Craig and Nick last night in between the intermissions, and I was killing Cousy because I was like, look, they're outplaying. They're outplaying the Penguins. All they have to do is hit the damn net. Shoot the puck, number one, but hit the net when you get these golden opportunities. I said Kuznetsov's better than this. He was dominant in the third period offensively and defensively on Saturday night. That's the Kuznetsov they needed. Took a little bit longer than I'm sure the Capitals would have liked, but man. And I was just watching the replay before I came on with you guys. I forgot about this. Lost in all the hoopla. As the Penguins carry the puck up the ice, Crosby gets it, and right as he gets it, who pokes it away from him?
Cousy.
On his back, Kuznetsov. I mean, unbelievable, right? I mean, this is the stuff of kind of, I don't want to get ridiculous here, stuff of legends.
Chris, talk about how the defense has played so much better the last few weeks. It was kind of the weak link all season long. They added a couple guys, but not big names. Right. towards the end of the season. But the defense really seems to be gelling, and obviously Holtby in the net.
No, you're right, JP. I mean, Kempney, 5 block shots last night to lead the way. I think they had, I want to say, 15 block shots. Double-check that in a sec. But Kempney had 5 of them, or, you know, like 33%, whatever the number is. You know, Orpik is still a little bit of a weak link, but he's a leader, and he's a still physical guy. John Carlson has been amazing offensively, but he's been much more responsible defensively. Matt Niskanen took a bad penalty the other night, but he is still a very good all-around defenseman and finally beat his former team, as did Orpik. Dmitry Orlov, I can't tell you guys the difference from 2 years ago where he was all offense and you could see the light bulb on that way, but Barry couldn't trust him so much that he couldn't play in that 6-round elimination in Pittsburgh. He just had to bench him because he couldn't trust him, much like, you know, Verana in game 2 of the Columbus. It just could not trust him. So, you know, you see the metamorphosis of this group. And Kempney has been such a great addition, as I mentioned, 5 block shots last night, guys. And then, you know, look, they kept a lot of things clear of Holtby all series long. And I know Pierre talked about this. I think Milbury mentioned it a couple of times. A lot of times they kept things clear of Holtby so he could see. The one goal that they allowed was a deflection off of Chandler Stephenson's stick. That was even a clear shot and a clear angle. I mean, outside of Stephenson partially obstructing Holtby, nobody was in front. Nobody was parked in front, which was a problem all series long, that the Penguins were able to get a body in front of Holtby, and something I'd been imploring the Caps to do. The Caps did it much more than the Penguins last night.
Chris, I sent a text to Cakes last night about 6:45 when I found out that Backe was not going to play. He was a scratch. I said, Cakes, we're cooked. No Backe. We're starting some guy named Walker I've never heard of. Boyd's playing. All these young guys who with no playoff experience. I said, we're done.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, how wrong was I? Because the young guys showed some energy. Walker was moving all over the place. Mm-hmm. And you couple that with Vrana and Stephenson. You mentioned Stephenson, the way he played. I mean, those four young guys, mix them in with the vets, with the playoff experience. It was a good mix.
It's amazing, Jason, right? Like, what, we're all in our mid-40s, somewhere around there,
right.
Whatever it is. I mean, upper. We all know we all know that, you know, we don't have the legs that we used to, and you know that everything hurts a little bit more. These guys come in and they just fly around. And you mentioned Nathan Walker. I mean, he sets up that first goal to Alex Chiasson, who, by the way, I thought Alex Chiasson start to finish last night was probably the best Capital, quite honestly. And it's not just because he scored the first goal. He had a bunch of chances. He was flying all over the ice, creating things. But Nathan Walker swoops around the net, sets up that first goal, had another couple of chances. First Australian-born NHL player to play in a playoff game, get a point, so on and so forth. And Travis Boyd, there was one sequence where he won a couple of face-offs against Crosby. He was out there on the power play early in the first period. You know, Barry at one point, I want to say it was end of regulation. I could be wrong on this, where Sullivan put out the Crosby line. So the one line, and Barry did not counter with a typical one line matchup. He kept the fourth line out there, and you had Boyd, Beagle, and guys like that out there. And they countered, won the faceoff deep in the Cavs defensive zone and pushed forward and actually got a scoring chance, which I think resulted in a Boyd chance and then an Orlov chance after that. So, I mean, the Caps truly have become not only a youthful, energetic, and speedy transition team, but they've also become a resourceful and a deep team where they get all these weird chances from all over the place, and they're not just dependent on one unit and one guy to score. I mean, think about it, right? Ovechkin didn't score. He had a terrible game 4, did not score in game 5. He had an assist and a couple of good chances. He had the game-winning assist last night, did not score, and they won this series without Backstrom for much of the last 2 games, without Tom Wilson for the last 3, and without Burakovsky.
Yep.
Think about that.
No, it's great.
What do you think about the chances of Backstrom and Burakovsky playing in the next game?
Well, so Backstrom tried to play last night. Barry was, you know, I thought when we talked to Barry on Sunday at Kettler, I thought Backstrom was not going to play last night. Everyone else thought he was, you know, going to play. And I was like, hey, guys, he sounded pretty concerned. So now that game one will be Friday, I would think he'll be able to go on Friday, maybe in a limited capacity. Maybe they won't have him take draws or that type of thing. Maybe he'll be again limited, and maybe they hold him off for game two. I don't know. Looks like Burakovsky, who got back to skating, may be able to return. Again, game one might be a little bit too early. Game two might be right on target. I would think probably and almost definitively by game three back at Capital One Arena. So, and Wilson, of course, comes now off the suspension because, of course, he, you know, hit the final three games of this series. So they get him back, and that allows you, again, to move Stevenson back to wherever you want to move him, presumably to that two line, because he was playing up on the one line last night. So it allows you to reunite a very successful line so far, presuming that Backstrom comes back of Backstrom, Oshie, and Stevenson if you get, well, when you get Wilson back for game one against Tampa. And trust me, guys, and John Cooper is a terrific head coach. That Tampa Bay team is going to give the Capitals all sorts of fits.
So if Wilson and Backy are back for game one, what spots are they taking? Whose spots are they taking?
Well, I mean, presumably Nathan Walker and Travis Boyd would be the first two guys.
Right.
Down, and that's okay. I mean, listen, they understand. They get it. Boyd, again, both of them did their role more than fine last night. You know, I would say this, you know, like, look, Shane Gersich got benched last night. He played in game five. He's got to, look, this is the good thing about the Capitals for everybody that's been bemoaning the lack of talent in their system. Oh, they don't have anybody because they've traded away. Look, do they have any studs coming up through the system? Probably not. But they've got some resourceful, gritty kids that are starting to kind of scratch the surface and be able to contribute to a championship contender is what I would say. Are they perfect? No. Are they studs? No. But you start to see how they can contribute when they need them the most. And that's, you know, just sometimes how you, again, just kind of, again, scratch the surface a little bit and make these contributions. And that's what's different about this Capitals team. I've been saying this all year. They have a certain resolve. They have a killer instinct at times, like they showed Saturday night. I mean, I can go on and on and on about this, guys. Think about this real quickly. I hate to keep rambling. Game six is on the road, right? They closed out Philadelphia a couple of years ago on the road, game six. Toronto last year, game six. They won a game six to save their season in Pittsburgh last year. They closed out Columbus game six first round this year and won game six last night on the road. Game six, road Warriors, all to close out series. That tells you a little something about the about the makeup of this team. Sure, they've struggled game sevens at home. That tells you a little something about the makeup of this team.
Yeah. I'd rather them play a big game on the road than at home. That's what I'd rather.
I think a lot of people would. I, for one, am thankful we don't have to go to Capital One Arena tomorrow.
I think we all are. Rooster, thanks as always.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you again soon. Chris Russell.
Enjoy.
At RussellMania621 on your Twitters.
Tampa may be a tough team. Let's worry about them on Thursday or Friday.
Not today.
Today's not the day for that.
I think today's the day you celebrate.
Today and maybe bleeding into tomorrow.
That shot of Ovi, it was just a huge sense of relief. More relief than like joy, it seemed like.
Oh, I think probably for a lot of the guys,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Especially him.
Makes sense.
For the young guys, pure joy. For the guys that have had the monkey on the back.
Relief. I mean, he's taken criticism for years that he can't get to the Eastern Conference Finals. He's finally there.
Right. Yep.
So you got to give him credit for
that. How long has he
been
up with the Caps? How many years has it been now? Like 13, 14
Ovi?
Years? Yeah.
I think he was drafted
12 or 13,
in
yeah.
04?
Right. So it's been like 20 years for the organization.
It's nice he got the assist. I would have liked to have seen him score because they keep saying he's never scored an overtime playoff goal.
Right. Still, he's had a pretty damn good playoffs. I think
he
had 15 points in 12 games.
I think he had 7 in the series.
Yeah. Yeah. He's doing his thing. I thought it was a brilliant pass to Kuz, just laid it up there perfectly for him. And then it was up to him to please effing score. And he did. Went five hole. Didn't realize it at the time. We're all sitting on the couch, and we're like, what happened? What happened? And then we all jump up.
Beautiful move.
As soon as I saw the bird Sally from Koozie, I knew it was good. It's He's so not great. Doing that if he didn't score.
Right.
No. There's no chance.
It's so great.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Let's take a phone call before the break.
All right, let's go to Kristen in Virginia Beach. Kristen, good morning. You're all with the Junkies. How are you, Kristen?
I am great. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
What's up?
Nothing, just the big celebration last night, living in Virginia Beach, been a season ticket holder for 19 years.
Oh, my God.
And driving up to the games, you know, when you have, I'm glad that we didn't have to go to a game 7 because, oh, when you walk out of there and the news crews are asking you, what does it feel like to lose again? I'm glad that we did it in 6, especially in Pittsburgh. I feel as though this is like winning the Stanley Cup.
My family
was around. There was, people crying.
What time do you leave?
It's awesome.
For a typical 7 o'clock game, let's say it's a Wednesday night in D.C., Caps are playing at 7. What time do you leave Virginia Beach, and what time do you get home?
We try to leave early because, let's face the fact, we usually are at the Green Turtle by about 4:15.
All right, so you're leaving at like 1? You're leaving at 1?
You got to time it. Sometimes we'll leave early in the morning and just run around and do stuff. It usually, if traffic's not bad and I'm driving, we can usually make it in about 3:15.
3:15. And so you're getting home at like 1 a.m.?
Yes.
How many games do you go to? Do you go to 41 games?
I'm going to guess you go to like 13 games.
No way you go to 41.
No, I don't. We don't go to 41 anymore. We used to, when we lived up in Nova, we went to every single game. I mean, I missed my kids playing high school sports. One got a concussion. I'm like, sorry, it's a playoff game. it's things you got to do when you're a fan sometimes. I mean,
yeah, it's abandoning your kids.
It's amazing. The best part is watching my kids now be big fans like we are. My dad started us when I lived in Maryland in about 1975 is when we started going.
It's
very cool to watch my kids now be huge fans. And of course, whenever we can't go to a game, we can use the tickets.
Well, get ready for game 3, Kristen. Enjoy it. Thanks for the call.
I am ready. Thank you, guys. I hope you have a great day.
All right.
And everybody, all the Caps fans, celebrate big today.
Hey, Kristen, I say game 3 because games 1 and 2 are intense.
Kristen, I'm starting a new tradition here for every win the rest of the way through these playoffs. Victory buns in your Caps jersey.
Okay, I can do that.
We can do that. And then send in your video submissions to Matt Valdez.
Okay.
All right.
Phone number's 800-636.
All right, let's go Caps.
1067 as we take your calls about the Caps advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Check away, and now the counter. Here come the Caps. Kuznetsov gets loose. Evgeny coming down the middle. A shot, and it comes in over. He scores! Evgeny Kuznetsov wins it for Washington! It's off to the third round! The Demons have been exercised! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Pittsburgh! We're going to Tampa Bay! The Capitals have done it!
And there it is, the Caps advance to the third round, Eastern Conference Finals, where they will face the Tampa Bay Lightning. I wanted to ask you this. You know, at the end of hockey games, home games, when they hand out the stars?
Yes.
You had to do that for the series.
Ooh.
Your 3 stars of the series. I would go Holtby.
Ovi. Cousy.
Ovi. I'd go Carlson.
Yeah. Carlson,
I think Carlson's amazing.
Carlson's been really good, but I think Cousy deserves it. I think he had three goals in the series, including the game winner that clinched it for them. I think he had three helpers as well.
Mm-hmm.
Cousy has to get a star.
Can't go wrong with Carlson, but I'd probably give it to Cousy.
The leaders in points were Ovi with 15, Cousy with 14, and Backstrom with 13, and then Carlson with 11.
Is that through both series?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just talking in this particular series. To me, there were so many guys who stepped up. Like, I was really impressed. Lars Eller, I think, had a great series. Now, he may not have points.
Well, he had to play more in the absence of Backstrom last night. He had to take on a bigger role.
Well, even the younger guys. I mean, Chason and Walker playing last night. Vrana.
I saw that there were five rookies that were going to get meaningful ice time last night.
You did not feel good.
I wasn't overly confident.
Of course
you weren't.
How could
you be? When you have so many key pieces missing.
When all those guys on the other bench have uber playoff experience.
Well, yeah, those guys won Stanley Cups before.
Yeah, and then you got to throw in five guys who've never played in a Stanley Cup playoff game before. Nuts.
So your three stars would be Holtby, Ovi.
Holtby's the one star.
I think
star.
Holtby's an obvious.
He's your one star.
Ovi's an obvious.
Ovi and Cousy. Those are my guys.
Comes down to that third one.
I'm going with the big sillies, the big stars.
I'll go with Carlson.
I thought Carlson was
amazing
too.
On the power play, too.
He's making himself so much money.
There were no power plays.
They would not blow the whistle.
Were there two penalties in the whole game?
Two.
I mean, it was crazy.
I mean, I like it that way.
That's
they
the way
even
it should
said
be.
At the end of the game, you could have tackled
the
each other.
The deeper you go into series, the less penalties you're going to see.
That's the way it should be.
And there were some plays
in the Columbus series,
there would have been penalties.
It seemed like there were six penalties in every game.
If that was a regular season game, it would have been eight power plays.
Right.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls. We've got a lot of people fired up. We've got more women calling in today. We've always noted the Caps fan base, there's chock full of women.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And when the Caps win like this, they get a little breakthrough. Even the chicks calling, Cakes. How exciting is this? Let's go to Lisa in La Plata. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Hey, we're excited. Our first date, 1991, was a Caps game.
Nice.
And I've been a fan ever since. And this morning, I leave way earlier than my husband. I leaned over to kiss him goodbye, and he opened his eyes, and I said, "You weren't dreaming."
Right.
He goes, "They really won? They really won?" I was like, yeah. So I got eight more wins. That's all we need. Eight more wins.
Eight more dubs.
Eight more dubs.
Holy crap. I cannot believe it. I've been to game seven where those MFers have kicked our ass, and I'm just so excited that we got past Pittsburgh. I feel like it's the USA beating Canada. It's not the final game, but it's a breakthrough. So
it is a breakthrough.
What did you do at the moment of victory?
I don't even want to tell you because I'm so embarrassed. I jumped and screamed and might have peed my pants a little bit.
That's
so great.
I'm sure you did.
That's so great. I love that. I love that. All right.
You guys have a wonderful day, and go Caps.
All right.
Oh, man,
she lost
happy.
Control of her ability to hold her pee, Cakes.
Yeah. That's the effect the Caps will have on you when they get to the EC final.
Cakes, did you have an extra beer last night?
I had three. That's not an extra. But I should have because they went to overtime.
Yeah.
I got started
We had simultaneous screams. I was upstairs in the bedroom. And my wife and daughters are downstairs in the living room.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, the box on the in the living room downstairs is ahead of mine upstairs.
Like a half second.
Yeah, a half second or second. So I heard my wife go, "Woo!" And I hadn't seen it yet.
You knew something gut was about to happen.
You haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, it was the last time you heard that scream. Was she drinking a little vino last night when she was watching the game?
I don't know if she was drinking.
Last time she heard that, he got the credit card for a week.
Yeah. Let's go to ladies first on this show. You know how this works. Let's go to Jennifer in Fredericksburg. Hey, Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Hey, Jennifer.
I don't have much of a voice. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I don't believe it. I think I'm dreaming, and I'm going to wake up, and they said Penguins tied it up 3-3.
No. It
but
happened.
No.
That's not going to happen.
They beat them.
It's been a long time. I've been a Caps fan since the start. Used to be a Ranger fan, but got the Washington Caps, and that was it.
Right.
Good.
Do you go to a lot of games, typically?
I try to. I have a bad back, so I don't get out much, but I went to the game 5 against the Columbus Blue Jackets, and I'm hoping to get to the third round.
Nice.
Very nice. Jennifer, nice. Who are your stars of the series?
Oh, my goodness. Of course, Ovi. I mean, you can't talk about not talk about Ovi. Hopi. Becky. The Koozie Bird. Oh, Walker.
She's giving 5 stars. It's okay. Give out all the stars. Who cares?
I don't have 3. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Barry Trotz. I mean, they want to run him out of town. You know, but True Crab fans, we got you back, Barry. We got you. I don't even know. And the overtime crew on NBC Sports Washington, I love them to death.
Yeah, the great coverage. I mean, they had Joby and Locker back in the studio. They had Al May and Rob Carlin on site in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Tariq El-Bashir doing the interviews. They had it
nice.
They had it well covered.
Nice. And they kicked it to overtime.
I
didn't see any of the interviews. What were the interviews like? Were those guys just ecstatic?
Tariq interviewed Nathan Walker.
Yep.
Somebody else interviewed Koozie. I can't remember if it was Tariq or somebody else. But they were happy. Happy with the result.
Koozie
and happy that they don't have to play Game 7.
Koozie had a funny line. I think it was on NBC. They said, "Are you happy that you don't have to go home?" And he said, "Doesn't matter. My wife's on vacation anyway."
Right. Who said that, Koozie?
Yeah.
Hey, play Ovi. Is this the clip
back
where he
Moscow?
Says, "Please effing score"? Clip 5. And then I want to hear from Coach Sullivan, where he talks about how he's not used to losing.
She did what she did do best. You know, I was playing please score goal.
Please score a goal.
That's before he doubled down and said, please score a goal. Please effing score.
The unedited version was great. It was awesome.
Yeah. I think this group knows how hard it is to win in the playoffs. You know, all the teams are really good. And there's a fine line between winning and losing. And, you know, we haven't tasted this in a long time.
I just thought they were working.
It doesn't taste very good, does it, Sully?
Chris Russell pointed out that they've played the Penguins 307 games in the last 3 years.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
what happens when you're skating the cup and you have to play so many extra postseason games.
Didn't you just think the Caps were just relentless last night? Like every...
They were battling.
Yeah, every
puck. Battling for the pucks on the boards.
Yeah, you know, they're stuck in the corners and guys just fighting and fighting and fighting and
they
fighting.
They wanted it.
They never gave up.
They wanted it, and we couldn't say that after watching them in Game 7 last year against the Pens, because it was obvious they really didn't want it in that loss.
Didn't seem like it.
Didn't seem like it.
I'm sure they wanted it. But
yeah, they didn't play like it. It was a totally different vibe.
Yeah. Let's go to Alejandro. Is that how you say it? Alejandro, how are you, buddy?
Alejandro,
you're on with... Whoops. Hold on 1 second. I pressed the wrong button. There you go. Hey, buddy. You're on with the Junks.
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All I got to say is, thank God, this is it. My goodness. Like, we just finally exercised our demons.
Right.
Past the second round in the Ovi era. And I got to say, yesterday, I couldn't concentrate. I was at work, you know, and it was hard for me to concentrate with people watching the game. It was hard for me to relax. I couldn't relax. But as soon as Koozie scored that goal, I knew, okay. On to the next round. Bring on the Lightning. I'm pumped. So is everyone else. I'm partying since 1998.
All right.
So
thank you, buddy.
You have no idea.
thank you, Alejandro. Appreciate it.
He's doing a Prince bit. He's partying like it's 1998, not 99.
Let's go to Rob in Waldorf. Rob, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, Junks?
What's up, bro?
Man. You don't know how I feel. I don't got to worry about Penguin fans. Hey, one and done. You know what I mean? But, dude, they're playing good, man. If you notice, man, their passing has been a lot better than it has in the previous playoffs. It's been real crisp. But, yeah, I'm still a little worried. Even if they make it to the end, Vegas is looking good, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's worry about Tampa first.
We're getting way ahead of ourselves at this point.
Yeah, I know, but, you know. I don't know. I'm thinking to the end, man.
Right.
I got
thinking
you.
To the end.
It's hard not to peek and look ahead. I get it.
I got you.
I get it. All right. Thanks, Rob.
Somebody on Twitter did bring up a good point. If it's Caps, Golden Knights in the final, I mean, I don't know why we're not making a trip to Vegas to cover the series.
The station, Entercom would have to send us
that. Why wouldn't that happen? I mean, I think that would have to happen.
The problem is we've done that many, many times. We end up broadcasting at like 2 in the morning Vegas time.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing out the possibility.
It's freaking torture.
I know.
No, I think we go to Vegas.
We'll all be on Red Bulls. Our hearts will explode.
One of us might not come home.
I got shingles.
It'll be fun. We might come home in a box.
Oh, exactly.
It's something to think about. Like right now, we're excited for it.
Yeah.
But push comes to shove.
I almost hope we lose.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, how dare you?
Okay, that's a lot, man.
Now, if we can just go to Vegas just to go to the game and have a good time, not work.
Can we cancel the broadcast part?
That's a different animal.
I'm all in.
All right, we'll take more of your calls on the Hadid Carpet Clean Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. All right, we're talking Caps all morning. Caps get the win last night in overtime against the Penguins. Win the series 4-2, advance to play the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Eastern Conference Finals. Just doing a little research on Tampa. Highest scoring team in the league. So defense can have to step up. We know the Penguins are explosive, but the Tampa Bay Lightning were number one in the league in goals scored, averaging 3.5 goals per game, and they scored 17 in the 5 games against a stingy Boston defense. So they're a high scoring team. And they have a goalie who apparently is a Vezina Trophy finalist.
Hmm. That's first I've heard of him. Holy silly.
But that's the next round. Right now, we're taking your calls on the Hadid Carpet Clean Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. Talking about this win, Ovi Dikuzi for the game winner.
We were 1-1-1 this year. So
yes.
One overtime loss, a regulation loss, and a win. What did we do against them? I'm just curious, last year. Anybody know? I mean,
a little bit
of a larger sample size with roughly the same team.
I'll tell you, Richie.
All right. Let's go to Jason in Chantilly. Jason, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Junks, how you doing?
Hey, Jason. Doing great. How are you?
So, I'm doing great. So, I'm a transient to D.C. I used to live in Jersey, and I was a Rangers fan in 94 when they won the Cup after, like, 86 years or something ridiculous. And kind of like now, where the Cap, we're all celebrating after a round 2 win.
Mm-hmm.
They were celebrating huge after a triple overtime win against the Devils in like round, I think that was the finals. And it almost seemed like a foregone conclusion that they would win the Cup. And it feels like that now here with the Caps. I think Holtby is really fresh. All the other years in the playoffs, he played an obscene number of games. And now with Grubauer getting hot in the regular season, he's fresh for these playoffs. And I think that that's having a big impact. And also, Trotz is hitting all the right buttons. I mean, I'm very excited. I was ready to be let down until the second Kuzi scored that goal yesterday.
Right.
It was crazy. And now I'm still kind of in shock. And it's so amazing how impoverished DC is for a championship that we're celebrating like this over a round 2 win.
I know, it's crazy.
I know, but let's enjoy it for a day before we start to panic and worry about Tampa.
Yeah, we're title stars here in DC, so we'll take the little crumbs whenever we can.
Got over a hump that we haven't gotten over in 20 years.
And I love the Jordan Bulls comparison, you know, the Bulls finally getting over the hump with Detroit, right? It felt that way in a lot of ways, although this one was maybe even longer. You know, the Caps-Penguins rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
Dated back a lot longer.
Yeah, I mean, there was no huge rivalry with Jordan for 20 years.
No, but it was a hurdle. It was a difficult, you know.
By the way, we beat the Lightning 2 out of 3 last year.
2 out of 3. Okay, I like it. So we're 3-2-1.
And their top scorer this year was Nikita Kucherov.
Kucherov.
100 points, and then they had Stamkos with 86.
Kucherov, Point, and Stamkos, that's their first line.
That's their bread and butter right there.
All right, let's go to Lee in Baltimore. Lee, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Hey, guys. I want to congratulate the Washington Capitals. Hmm. What a great season. I'll tell you what, I think they had to score first, and they did. Then Pittsburgh scored, and it seemed like it re-energized the Penguins.
Yeah, definitely. The
Capitals
crowd went nuts.
To it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. Holtby played like the rebirth of Ken Dryden, if you all remember Ken Dryden, the best goalie I've ever seen.
I remember the name.
He played 9 years and won 6 Stanley Cups for the Canadians.
Is that pretty good?
That's pretty solid.
Is that pretty good?
Oh, I'll tell you, he's in the Hall of Fame. And I tell you, had it not been for Matt Murray, this is a blowout.
Hmm. Yeah, Murray made some great saves, too.
Yeah, Murray was pretty good, yeah.
One other thing, if Barry Trotz doesn't get Coach of the Year, somebody's not watching.
Well, he did a hell of a job, man. You know, expectations were low, and all they did was go out there.
My guess, though,
get
100 Coach
Year is
going to be the Vegas Knights coach.
Probably.
Could be. Could be. But he should certainly be in the running.
I mean, when you can take an expansion team and have such a great record.
Let's go to Michael, West Virginia.
Texas Gerard Gallant.
Michael.
Hey, you guys.
How are you, buddy? You're all with the Junks. How are you?
I'm good, man. Listen to my voice. I'm so excited. I got to tell you guys, about 20-plus years ago, I came home one day, and my mom had all my friends there, and they said, hey, man, we got to go to a neutral place, man. You did something bad. So my mom took me away and took me off to some neutral spot. Man, I thought I was going to get killed. I had no idea what I had done wrong. She pulls out of this little envelope two Capitals tickets. We were on our way to USA Arena, Capitals Center, to go see the Caps. And she started my love affair with the Capitals. And since then, man, it's been a hard love affair, but last night it was all worth it.
Nice. Who'd you watch the game with?
Well, I watched it by myself, actually. It's one of those things. I can't let anybody see me go through that anxiety during the playoffs, because I'll sit here quiet and explode and get quiet. And another little side note, my mom was diagnosed with brain cancer this year. So that win last night was just another thing to celebrate. You know, it's been one of those rough years. So I needed a celebration, and that was the biggest celebration I could have possibly thought of, other than her getting out of surgery and being fine, which she did.
Awesome.
So this year, man, it's our year, man.
It's great. Well, God bless
That's
you and
news.
Your mother, man.
It's good news.
Thank you very much, man. Carmen Flores, I love you.
All right. Okay. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Michael.
Hey, man. Have a good one.
He's trying to give us a creeper.
I know, right?
There's a lot more callers from West Virginia lately. I guess the NBC Sports Washington coverage.
Let's go to Tom in Arlington. Tom, what's up, pal? You're on with the Jucks.
Hey, guys. Longtime Caps fan. I've been a season ticket holder when it was MCI, and what a great relief last night. I couldn't be more thrilled with the Caps. And one of the previous callers said something about Holtby, and he was a beast. And you know what? He is a Vezina Trophy winner. Vasilevsky doesn't have it yet. We do. And on one last note, I'm the big stack that knocked out Cakes in the March tournament at MGM. Enjoy
nice.
Your show.
Nice.
Let's go Caps!
Yep,
all right,
let's go
Tom.
Caps.
Thank you, buddy.
Cakes Classic, first Wednesday every month.
Correct.
At MGM National Harbor.
That's correct,
can we
sir.
Play,
poker room.
Can we play the Tub Thumper song or whatever it is?
Chumbawamba?
People are clamoring for
they want,
Cakes.
People are clamoring for Chumbawamba.
We get up again.
People as in one person.
One guy. Can you just play the stupid song? I know you don't like it. Who cares what you like? Just play the song, please. Thank you.
Also, like,
what about
playing Get That Stanley.
What about
that's
playing,
working.
What about playing Morris Day, the bird for Cuba?
Oh,
yeah,
can you please,
that's a good one.
Valdez, can you please find the song?
Right, hold on. What do you...
Morris Day. I think it's called The Bird.
Okay. And the stupid thumping.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Just
he
find
wants
it.
A cider drink. World. He wants a whiskey drink.
Right.
Let's go to Sam in Clifton. Ladies first. Hey, Sam. You're all with the Junks. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
What's up? Great.
Just calling because my husband, Tristan, normally calls. He's a huge Caps fan, and he is freaking out at home right now, but he's recovering from surgery, so making the call for him. I was just joking around because he actually had to have surgery in an unfortunate area in the lower region.
So what happened? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's good. Just kind of an injury-based thing that he had to get fixed up. But
Well, you make sure you take care of that area for him, okay, Sam?
Yeah. Well, he was icing with a bag of corn, and so now that's the lucky bag of corn. So through the rest of the playoffs, he's going to
nice.
Make sure he uses that to ice things down.
Corn.
And
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So he was on the couch last night, couldn't jump up and celebrate, but he's pretty pumped and pretty sure he's listening right now.
He's
so,
lucky Mitch Korn, ex-goaltending coach for the Caps.
Right. Well, once he heals, Sam, then you have to jump onto the new tradition of victory buns in your Caps jersey.
I heard about that this morning. He was he filled me in on that. So
yeah, Valdez is going to be looking at all the submissions.
Hey, Draft's back here, like going crazy about your victory buns theory.
Why?
He has a theory about it.
All right,
I'd love to hear
such
this.
A jerk.
I'd love to hear this half-baked theory.
It just is weird. The victory buns goes together with celebrating a hockey team's victory, like. How are you getting so horny watching guys play hockey that you got to smash your wife? It just doesn't make sense to me.
No, it's not that you're horny. It helps you go to sleep.
Well, of course.
Yeah, yeah right, but, right. It's just it's
but you're, you're celebrating with the buns.
Honestly, I don't need that to go to sleep.
No, I think when you get worked up, it's hard to go to sleep.
I was restless last night. I considered driving to MGM and just staying up all night.
No, you didn't.
I did for a leading second.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Because I was in, I looked at the clock, it was around 11.
For a second.
It was 11, and I said, I'm going to get 4 hours of restful sleep. Might as well just go see Flops and sleep tomorrow afternoon. But I didn't.
You made Drabby, the right decision.
All I can tell you is that you should see my timeline of all the people.
You're right. It's
that
catching
are tweeting
on.
Me about their victory buns last night.
You're right.
Their victory buns last night and this morning.
People are doing it. It just doesn't make sense to me. But people also, you know.
Because you're excited. That's all. You're just excited. So what do you do when you're excited?
Have sex with their wives wearing football jerseys all the time, too. Just some of those things are weird to me.
Yeah.
Caps winning doesn't, associating that with buns is just strange.
It's just celebrating.
Well, he's
That's
weird.
All. You're just celebrating.
I don't think I've had a buns with a shirt on. And
guys do that.
That's all Cabby does. He won't let his wife see nipples.
The wife wears the football jersey.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Not me. People do that. when the skins win.
Yeah, but I thought you said you always hit skins with the shirt on.
Oh, Drab leaves his shirt on because I have big breasts. Yes.
Right. Yeah, right, right. Exactly. Right.
By the way, that girl's call reminded me, did you see the video of Yadier Molina getting hit in the Bozak?
No.
On the foul ball?
Heard about it. I'll look at it now.
So Chris Bryant fouled a ball off. It's a 100-mile-per-hour pitch, and Bryant fouls it off, and it hits Yadier Molina square in the Bozak.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to have emergency surgery.
Even though he's wearing
a month,
cup,
right?
Well, if he's wearing a cup, it didn't protect that region.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's going to be out like 6 weeks because it would hit him.
Molina undergoes surgery after taking fastball to the blank and blank.
To the nads.
Yeah. It's a lock. He's wearing a cup. A catcher can't go without a cup.
Okay, well, it didn't protect that particular spot because he had what they call a traumatic hematoma.
Right.
And he had to have emergency
hematoma
surgery.
Hematoma sounds bad enough. You throw traumatic in front of him.
Can you imagine, Drabby, how
bad
that
hurt? Well, the good news is it probably made that area very swole.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
All right, coming up next, Greg Wyshynski is going to join us. He, of course, is an ESPN senior NHL writer. We will talk more Caps, maybe start previewing Caps against Tampa right here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.